what about a limber plank that's fastened in the middle to a post and the children go around?
A merry-go-round. Oh. Whirlybird. Now, what did they call it? I've seen a many one of them.
Did you ever play on one?
Yeah. Oh. Gee, it's been so long since I've...
Did you ever hear it called a flying...
Flying Jenny.
I thought I might remind you. Yeah,
that's what it was, Flying Jenny.
Did you ever have or see children playing on a very limber plank that's fastened at both ends, and they hop up on it and they jump up and down and see who can stay on the longest?
Jumping board.
Did you ever have one of those?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You ever hear that called a joggling board?
No. Well, it's called jumping board.
Yeah, I wonder, are you familiar at all with Eudora Welty over in Jackson, you know, who writes about Mississippi? In her writing, she refers to them as joggling boards. And I was wondering if...
Is that right?
If she... it could be a North Mississippi. She writes about North, the Delta
country. Uh-huh.
And I wondered if the expression changed maybe from one place
well,
to another.
Well, now it could have.
You call them jumping boards when you were a child.
Yeah.
All right. Then sometimes you would tie a rope to a tree limb and put a board at the end.
Making a swing.
Do you ever use a vine or anything?
Yeah.
What do you carry coal in and maybe keep it beside the stove?
A scuttle.
All right. And what, thinking about your stove, what runs from the stove up to the chimney?
Stovepipe.
All right, and then the stovepipe goes into the stove at this end. And then what does it fasten into at the other end?
A flue.
Right, now, was that in the wall? The flue is in the wall?
Uh-huh. Sometimes they come down through the roof.
They do?
Uh-huh. They fasten, mostly they come out, you know, in the wall.
I see. If it came through the roof, or the ceiling of the house, then the stovepipe would go all the way up to the ceiling. All right. The flue is not inside the stovepipe.
No, it's made out of brick.
Okay. A small vehicle that you might have around a house to carry things in has two handles and one wheel.
Wheelbarrow.
All right. What do you sharpen a knife on?
Emery.
All right, is it stone?
Uh-huh, or grind rock.
All right, now grind rock, is it the same thing as emery?
Well, emery is a little rougher. You know, they're round, but they're made out of different kind of stone. Now, grind rock, they're about this big round, and they're kind of a white thing, and you can turn them with the handle, they turn slow.
Oh, it's mounted somewhere,
On a frame.
An emery, is it mounted?
Oh, yes, it's mounted. They generally run by electricity. I mean, way back it was a grind rock.
What about one you could carry in your pocket, perhaps?
Oh, a little wet rock.
That would be the smaller one that you put in your pocket.
Yeah.
All right. Nowadays, people don't drive a wagon. They drive a
truck, an automobile.
All right. Would you be more likely to say automobile or what?
A car.
Mm-hmm. Normally, you just say car. All right. If your car starts to squeak a lot, you might say, I got to do what to that car?
Have it greased.
All right. And when a man does that, he does what to he, let's try that again, Chris. I didn't say that right. You say the mechanic is going to...
Service my car.
Or using the word grease.
Grease.
Okay, when he's all through, he's been in all that stuff, his hands are really...
greasy and nasty.
All right. What did you use to burn in lamps?
Cool oil.
All right. Did you ever make a lamp? Or did you mostly have bought lamps?
Mostly had bought lamps.
All right. Did you ever see anyone make a lamp, maybe of kerosene and a bottle and a rag?